Hello, good evening. My name is Ivan. I'm calling from Opinion Research. It is a private research firm. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, yes. Perfect, perfect. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an opinion or selected official or active in any political campaign?
No.
No? Oh, okay. Well, no. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes of you, how you will vote in the general elections for president, in U.S. Senate, Michigan State, legislator, and local issues on Thursday, November 5th?
I'm sorry. My TV was on. Your last question was asking me about what the election?
Oh, well, thinking ahead of which of the following best describes of you, how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Michigan State, legislator, and local issues on Thursday, November the 5th. It could be, I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not likely to vote. I'm not registered to vote.
Yeah, that's very likely to vote.
Very likely to vote. Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. And what is your age? Is that in between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55? But like in between 46 to 55 or 36 to 45?
How about between 50 and 70?
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Thank you so much. And let me see real quick. Generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County is going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
Oh, good grief. From what I'm aware of so far, I mean, I'm okay with what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Are you okay? They're going in the right direction.
Yeah.
Oh,
I guess we'll call that right direction. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Well, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals. They are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You would not be asked about proposal that may appear on your ballot, this number. Please indicate on how you will vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Authorized Trail Millage. And the ballot reads, should the county of Grand Traverse impose in a new property tax of $0.65 million for 65 cents per million of taxable value, right, for a period of 10 years to provide funding the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the country. This mileage will rise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the selection were held today, would you vote yes in favor or this proposal, or vote no against the proposal?
This is for trails. Is that what you're talking about? For trails and such, for nature?
Yes. Most.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. I'd be for that. Yeah.
In favor. Thank you. And would you say you are? Thank you for your answer. And would you say you are definitely voting, or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably.
Okay. Thank you. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will not be asked again about this proposal. In a simple way, this proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and the plan of construct new trails in Grand Traverse County, right, public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or not against this proposal?
I vote yes.
You vote yes? Okay, so it'll be definitely vote yes or probably vote yes?
Definitely, yeah.
Definitely. Thank you, thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average of homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of the proposal or not against the proposal?
I would vote yes. Okay, I'm good with $90.
Definitely yes? Mm-hmm. Or probably, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely yes.
Thank you, thank you. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over the 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan that, and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which could cost an average homeowner about $70 per year. Well, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Another one that I have, it is I'm fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year.
I'll go with that one. I'll go with that one. Mm-hmm.
Are you fine? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. From the following list, which issue should your local elect officials, Grand Traverse County, focus the most to help your and your family? Fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, protecting water quality and water supply, controlling road and development, reducing traffic and congestion, making housing more affordable, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending. We have a few of them, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, dealing with pollution.
How about all of the above? Mm-hmm.
All of the above? Let me see. No, we don't have an option for all of the above.
I say the first one you said was about crime. Am I correct?
About crime. Yeah, fighting crime, drugs.
I would focus on that.
Thank you, thank you. And you will now be given a list of organizations of Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of it. If you have no opinion or have never heard of it, you can indicate that as well. Grand Traverse County Government, is that very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of it?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat. Oh, okay, thank you. And your city or township government? How you would score that one?
What? Give me that question over again, please.
This says your city or township government. Oh, for the... remember, we're just talking about like the list of organizations that in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with it, and you have heard of them.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure how to answer that one.
Never heard of them. No opinion.
No opinion.
Okay, I got you. Okay, thank you. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as START Trail. Have you heard of them?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Okay. How do you we'll score that? Like, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Do you think Grand Traverse, Traverse County is growing and developing? Too fast, too slowly, about right?
Too fast.
Too fast, growing fast, right?
Yep.
Thank you. If you are approved by voters, this proposal would you authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this taxpayer funds and projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails knowing this? Would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I'll go with I would trust.
You would definitely trust or probably trust.
Probably trust. Yeah.
Thank you. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for these projects to maintain existing trails and the plan of new trails and Traverse and Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. To plan and construct new trails, to promote local economy development, to promote recreational opportunities, to maintain existing trails, to protect open space for residential and commercial development, to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space, to improve connectivity for residents between school, workplace, shops, and parks, to increase non-motorized transportation options, to promote health and wellness, or to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Yeah, the last one.
The last one.
The trails, you know. Yeah, bicycling.
It will be like a strongly approved, somewhat approved,
somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And for the other ones, what would you say in the bottom? Like how you would score them? Like the plan and construction new trails?
How would you score that one?
Like a strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, if they plan to construct new trails?
I would somewhat approve that, yeah.
Somewhat approved. And what about to promote local economy development?
I'm not sure what does that mean. Can you explain that again?
To promote like local economy development, like if they wanted to bring more companies, you know, to the area to promote the economy.
No,
and like the way
I'm not real excited about that one. No.
Okay. So you will be like somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you, sir. And to maintain existing trails, you will be approve with that? Disapprove?
Yes.
Or somewhat disapprove? Okay.
Yeah, approve.
It will be
definitely
like
approve.
Strongly approve. Okay, thank you, sir.
Strongly approve, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about to promote recreational opportunities? Would you be strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved?
Well, I have to go with somewhat approved. Mm-hmm.
Somewhat approved. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
And another one that I have here, and to protect open spaces from residential and commercial development?
Yes, definitely.
Definitely. Okay. Strongly approved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. And what about to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space?
Yeah, definitely approve that one.
Yes.
Strongly.
Thank you. And to improve connectivity for residents between school, workplaces, shops, and parks?
I'm sorry, you're going to have to repeat that one more time, please.
No. How would you be agree or disagree, right, to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks?
I guess I can. I would approve.
You would approve. Okay, it would be like strongly approve or somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve without the details. Yeah, somewhat approve. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir. And to increase non-motorized transportation options?
Yes. Approve.
Yes, definitely strong. Approve. Or strong,
definitely
strong
approve. Definitely, yes. Yeah, strongly approve. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And what do you think about the one says to promote health and wellness?
Well, I'm not against that.
I believe. Okay, well.
I guess I would have to approve that one.
That would be a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly
approve. Mm-hmm.
Strongly approve, right? Yeah, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Now, is forced to choose which of the following is more important to you, like construction, additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse City, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse City County as well, maintaining?
Maintain the trails. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the answer. You will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse City County. Please indicate if it will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If it will make you different, you can indicate it as well, right? If a citizen oversight committee will be established with the residents for every municipal that guides the country commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administrated for their intended purpose, would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference, or refuse to not say anything?
Well, I'm not real clear on the question, so I would have to go with not making a comment on that.
Not making a comment. Okay, thank you so much. There will be full public disclosure of all projects spending, right? What do you think about that? If there will be full public disclosure of all project spending, would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely?
If it was disclosed, I'd be more likely.
More likely. Mm-hmm. Okay. Much more likely. Or somewhat. Thank you. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Will be much more likely for you, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
More likely.
More likely, like much more likely or somewhat?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat. Okay. Thank you. And as the last one on this one, the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. How would you score that one?
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't understand that question.
It says,
could you repeat that for me?
Yeah. It is asking that the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. So we'll be matched with the federal and state in private funds.
But I don't understand what the proposal would be.
Or the about what we were talking about at the beginning, proposal to maintain existing trails and the plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse City.
Okay. Yes, I would be, I don't know how to answer that, but I would be in favor of that. That's correct. Mm-hmm.
in favor. So what that two that we have, like, most likely on favor is the much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay.
Appreciate it, sir. Thank you. Well, actually, let me just go over real quick on this one here. Thank you also for all your answers and your patience, sir. Now, you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if it's an argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not too all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If it will be make no difference, you can indicate it as well, right? We have very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing. Okay, let me read one of them to you. Boardman, Lake Loop Trail, and the Dart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse City County. This proposal will help create connections to this trail and many other destinations in the country. It will be like very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all. Convincing,
somewhat convincing. Somewhat. I will somewhat.
Thank you. What about if this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all? Like everybody can, you know, have access to it? How would you feel about that one? Yeah. I mean, let me read it back to you. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trail are accessible to all.
Yeah, why not? Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think it is already, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it will be very convincing or somewhat? Not too convincing?
I'm going to go with very, very, very.
Very,
natural.
Very. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. And if in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails an outdoor space for children to play outdoors by physically active and have healthier lifestyle, it will be that convincing to you? Very convincing, somewhat? Not too? Not at all?
Very, very convincing.
Mm-hmm. Very convincing. Thank you, sir. This proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. How do you feel about that one?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Very convincing.
Very.
Thanks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. And if this proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to as well maintaining trails nearby, how would you feel about that one? I mean, let me read it back to you if you wish to. This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Well, so I'm sorry, but you're basically, your question is, but you're talking, the way it sounds to me is like adding on to them. Is that, am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, see, this one most likely is like adding it, yeah, constructing new trails all across.
No, somewhat on that. I mean, just maintain the ones we got right now. That would be good for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Thank you. What about if $7.58 per month isn't a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy?
Okay.
It would be like Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
I get it.
What you give him for, you know, for that to be made. Okay. Well, and,
to maintain and improve. Yes. $750 a month. Yeah. Okay. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Yes.
It'd be like somewhat convincing or very.
Without the details, I'll say somewhat.
Okay, thank you, sir. If Grand Traverse City County Trails Network is underfunded, this is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add and dedicate public funding sources to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Would that be convinced, very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not
somewhat
at all?
Somewhat convincing.
That's sir. Thank you so much. And if the trails already generated $1 million for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support and small business and create more jobs. How do you feel about that one?
How do I feel about that one?
Yeah, it's like, you know, like it generate like a million of dollars for Grand Traverse County, and this will be like bringing tourism, also supporting small business and create more jobs.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, but I don't understand. By what means do they propose to, you know, generate new, you know?
Okay. Yeah, see, actually, I believe since we started with the proposal to maintain existing trails and plan to construct like new ones,
okay.
Is giving you like a hint of if they like build more and is bringing more money to Grand Traverse County.
You know, we're doing okay. You know, I don't think I need to
it's
have
like,
a bunch more people here. Yeah.
Okay, so it makes no difference. Not at all.
Makes no difference. That's a good one for me. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And if this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife, habitats, rivers, lakes, and streams, it's like telling you that this will be providing more accessibility to all those, you know, open spaces.
I thought we already covered that one earlier, but, you know, because I'm not, you know, opposed to that, so... I guess I would say
yeah.
I would be, you know, I would be okay with that. Mm-hmm.
You're very convincing, honest. Thank you, sir. Thank you. And let me just read this to last. When this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
That'd be very convincing or somewhat?
I'll go with very convincing, yeah.
Very. Thank you. See, this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. What do you
that's
think?
Already what it is. That's already what it is. So I'm good with that. Mm-hmm.
You don't go with that one. Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with that one.
Oh, you agree with that one. So it's like will be like
yeah,
very.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Very good. Okay. Very, so it'd be like very convincing.
So basically what you're saying is we don't want any motorized vehicles on the trails. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm good with
that.
Okay, I'm good with that.
That way
yeah,
everybody, you know.
Shelter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That way everybody will be feel free to walk, you know, do anything they
sure.
want. Okay, perfect. Right. Thank you so much for your answer, sir. See, now taking into
yep.
account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse City. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Well, you asked me a whole lot of individual questions. So, you know, you're wanting me to answer.
Yeah, no, see, right here it's like, let's say after you hear all this that we were going through, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor for this proposal of building new trails, you know, and bringing economy and all these other questions that I asked? Would you vote yes or no? How do you feel about that one?
I would say no. I mean, I just you know,
we have
trails here. Right.
Yeah, okay. I understand. Yeah. See, we have like yes in favor, not against, on the side.
On the side. Let's go with on the side. Let's go with on the side.
On the side. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that one. Now, you will be given some savings against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in the Grand Traverse City County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote not against. Like, this is like against. This proposal is which will make no difference. You can indicate that as well, right? This proposal will raise taxes on middle class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. Would that be very convincing to you? Somewhat convincing? Not too convincing? Not at all? Oh, no.
Somewhat convincing. Somewhat convincing.
Yeah, see, remember that these statements are against, right? This proposal is baked by the progressive special interest groups who wants to control public land and have taxpayers put the bill. Would that be very convincing? Somewhat? Not too convincing? Not at all? No difference?
Not very convincing. No, no, no.
Not very. Not too convincing? Not at all?
Not very.
Not at all. Okay. No. Okay, thank you. So we have not too convincing or not at all? I don't know which of those two is that one you would like to pick.
Well, I didn't say not at all. I just said not so much. That's not the answer. I don't know.
Okay, not too convincing. Okay, thank you. And if there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County, private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones found in these trails instead of having homeowners paid higher taxes. Like, they are already enough trails of public and use.
Yeah, there's already enough.
Already enough. So that would be very convincing somewhat. Okay, thank you. And this proposal will bring more tourism to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth. Would that be very convincing? Somewhat, not too convincing.
Very,
not at all?
Very convincing.
Very,
mm-hmm.
Very right. Thank you. And with the inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. Would that be very convincing to you? Somewhat convincing, not too convincing,
somewhat,
not at all?
Somewhat. Yeah.
And if there are more important things to spend taxpayers' money on, such as roads, education, and public safety, while trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems
Yes, more pressing problems.
So it'd be very convincing for you, or somewhat.
Yes.
Very.
Very.
Thank you. And is this proposal will give a million more taxpayers' dollars to local politicians, and we cannot trust them to spend this money the right way. I will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
Okay. He kind of lost me there again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this one is like this proposal will give like million more taxpayers' dollars to local politicians, right? To the local ones. And we cannot trust them to spend this money the right way.
Right.
They say it will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects, you know. Would that be very convincing to you? Like, they not spending the money the right way? It would be waste?
Yeah, it would be very, very convincing to me not to spend the money that way, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. See, and one of the final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Is there something in between yes or no? Because I'm not exactly sure what this is all about.
So,
I mean,
see, keep in mind that this is against, right? This is not like the first ones we did. This is like against of it. You know, what do you think about it? So you will be like on the side or in favor, against, or wouldn't vote?
Wouldn't vote. Well, no, I'm not saying wouldn't vote. I'd be on the side. You know, I'm not
on the side.
Thank you.
Now, you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is, what would it be?
It would be, give me a second here. What
yeah,
would
yeah,
it be?
No worries, take it back.
Yeah, it would be, you know, what would it be? If I was going to be against it, it would be...
It would be...
I'm not sure. I mean, it would be about making sure we're not wasting money and money's being spent well, okay?
So making sure not wasting money and spending money the right way?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Thank you so much, sir. One second. Perfect. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Perfect. Well,
okay.
We're almost getting to the end right now, sir, and appreciate everything. See, just let me go over real quick on this one, and then we're almost done. And before we finish,
okay.
you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot, this number. This proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal. And
okay.
Shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved of $1 million for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repairs and improve millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of the streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and lived in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes? In favor of this proposal, or vote no against it?
the polls.
Sounds like a trick question, but if the money was going to be allocated, if the money was going to be allocated as you explained, then I would vote yes.
Okay, so it would be like definitely both or probably?
It'd be probably. I mean, I'm just...
Probably. Yeah, no, I understand. See, I'm now going to ask you like a few short demographic questions before we finish. For confidential purposes.
Okay, okay, well, I got it. We got to get to the point here, so I got to go. But go ahead. I'm sorry, but go ahead.
Yeah. I'm almost done with this. Thank you, sir. See, just to be sure, we have a representative example, right? Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential election? We have Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, someone else, did no vote for president, or refused?
Republican.
Thank you. So it would be Donald Trump.
Yep.
Thank you. And with which political party are you affiliated?
I guess I would have to lean more towards Republican.
Republican. Thank you. Yeah. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or conservative, or in your political beliefs?
Definitely conservative. Mm-hmm.
Conservative. Thank you so much, sir. So it'd be very conservative, right? Not somewhat.
Yep, very conservative. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed, sir?
12th grade.
12th grade. Thank you so much. Do you own or rent your home that you're currently living in?
I own my home.
Oh, you own it. And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
I don't even have grandchildren under 18. Mm-hmm.
Grandchildren. Okay. Thank you, sir.
No.
Yeah, no, I got it. And what is your main racial background, sir? Hispanic. What is your main racial background?
I'm a member of the human race.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I mean,
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable.
Yeah.
Dividing people in my nation. You know.
Yeah. Totally understand. You know.
I guess we call that your white male. Conservative today. I guess that's what I am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a few options here. I mean, I have to read it as it is, right? So you, yeah. And, thank you. I mean, you have a lot of patience with me.
I like everybody, so what's the problem? I don't get it, So I'm sorry.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you're right about that. Well, with this, mm-hmm. we conclude this, survey, sir. I appreciate it a lot, your time right now.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and submit it here. You know, remember that this is confidential. We don't share this with anybody. And I appreciate mm-hmm. it, sir. Mm-hmm. You're a very nice person.
Sorry, let me ask you a question. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Now, if we don't share that information with anybody, what is the purpose of this?
Not with like persons like, family members or things like that, friends.
Or FBI or anything like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, but this is...
I'm not going to get a knock on my door in 10 minutes. Am I?
Yeah. Tomorrow someone will... No, sir.
Okay.
No, this is just to get your opinion, because your opinion counts, remember.
Okay.
It's very important.
Okay. I appreciate it. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Bye.
on this stuff.